News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Recent protests like Extinction Rebellion and school strikes show climate change is a real concern for children. A little earlier, we spoke to Olga Klofach and her 10-year-old daughter, Sophia. We asked them how worrying climate change is.
I think it's like dealing with any other fear, because fears usually arise when you don't have knowledge or control about something. And the way to overcome them is answer their questions and empower them with knowledge and lead by example so that they get a sense of control and that they may feel more confident. If there is a big storm, she always comes to me and she's worried, like, would there be flooding?
We learn a lot about global warming and the environment in our class. Well, it makes me feel quite bad because you're not caring for the environment and it would make the environment like worse and it would just produce global warming.
Today's children are more clued in and tuned in to what's happening.
Okay, Sophia and her mum, Olga Klofach there, talking about their worries about climate change. For more on this, Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, joined us. Stella, I have to say, it's something I hadn't really thought about before now, but it must be quite worrying for kids when they hear about, you know, global warming, the knock-on impacts that could have the future of the planet. It must be quite worrying when they hear talk like that.
It is becoming quite an issue. It's called eco-anxiety, and certainly people are reported to suffer from it. You do have to see with anxiety that, you know, when you're anxious, you search around for something to worry about, and if the world is throwing certain worries, for example, you know, the bogeyman, or, you know what I mean, the feeling of climate change, you will worry about that. You will be receptive, if you're an anxious person, to whatever the world is telling you to worry about. And at the moment, we're being told to worry about climate change. Back in the day, you know, and it was a serious fear and it really did impact children. They did worry about it. Do you remember, it would have been the 1960s, the Cold War, the kind of Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Children honestly thought that somebody was going to press a button and the world would end. And it was a valid fear.
Yeah, I was going to say, not an entirely unreasonable concern when you look at the Cuban Missile Crisis, for example. Yeah.
It was valid. And this is a valid fear. Climate change is a worry. However, when you've got an anxious child and they are worrying about that, this is where we have to kind of come in and make sure that we aren't spreading and infecting people with anxiety needlessly.
So reassurance. I mean, how do you say, look, this is a long-term issue. This is something we need to do for future generations. It won't affect your generation, but that doesn't mean we don't do the right thing.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of message?
Effectively, it's an authentic conversation where you actually go into the reality of it and you talk about where we live and you talk about how these things are slow. And it does mean that there is an impact in the world, but it'll be more likely flooding in countries of extreme weather like Africa or Asia, sadly, the poorer countries, but it will be. And also the fact that necessity is the mother of invention. And the fact is we've got through every other crisis known to man because we're still here. We got through massive, massive, horrific scenarios before. And we got through it because of the kind of human ingenuity that people come up with ideas. And it's much more positive and empowering to focus on the likes of Greta Thunberg and the likes of the kind of amazing ideas that are going to come out as a result of these worries. As opposed to getting bogged down in the worries, it's actually much more strengthening and positive and effective to think about the solutions.
I presume as well, important not to entirely dismiss them and say, oh, this isn't an issue at all, because you can't kid a kid, basically. They know, there's an issue here.
Important thing for every parent, no matter whether it's ego anxiety or any anxiety, is to be authentic, to remember what it was like when you were 10 and you thought there was somebody under the bed and the terror you felt. It wasn't mild. And to remember just how scary that is. So if their anxiety is about ego, I don't care what their anxiety is about, the fact is the terror is real. The fear is real. And that's where you go real, very authentically in saying, yeah, I can see you're worried. And I get it, and I'm really with you with that. However, will we just unpack this for a minute?
Okay.
And you go into a reality kind of
sound
where
advice.
You're going.
Good stuff, Stella. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Stella O'Malley there, psychotherapist and author.